Episode 34, Recommendation Responses 766 through 1174. Response 766. Receive Holy Communion on tongue, elderly cannot kneel. Response 767. Keep evangelizing from pulpit. Response 768. Make the TLM beloved and regularly available, including for holy days of obligation in the new and 1962 calendars. Response 769. Emphasize going to confession to worthily receive the Eucharist. Response 770. Explain why cannibalism endears me to God. Response 771. All of the above. Response 772. Find a way to address the cognitive dissonance that the Church is asking people to accept. Response 773. Way too hard must be all, especially now. Response 774. Bishops need to regain trustworthy credibility. In all matters. Response 775. So many of these are important, but teaching the importance of what you are receiving and then teaching that receiving on the tongue and kneeling is the best way because of who you are receiving. It's hard to get that point across to people that it is Jesus, but then tell them that it's okay to receive him standing and in your hands. Response 776. Number 3, 4, 5 and good homilies addressing social issues of our time. Not condemning, sharing how to let Jesus help people through with God's word as the way, truth and life. How to work through problems one day at a time. Response 777. More service projects for the poor, staying out of politics. Response 778. All of the above are equally important. Reverence in the Eucharist requires all. Response 787. Veils, decent clothing. Response 788. All of the above. Response 789. Allow the Latin Mass. Response 790. All of the above. Let's go big for Jesus. Response 791. Latin Mass available. Response 792. Encourage and provide opportunity to go to the Latin Mass. Response 793. All of the above. Response 794. All of the above. Response 795. All of above. Response 796. All the above. Response 797. Recreate Catholic education and everyone at least use holy before the word Mass. The word Mass is usually a mess. Response 798. Actually, all of the above would be considered number one. You can't separate any of them. Every one of the above items are extremely important to implement. Response 799. I can't choose, why can't we do all of the above? Response 800. On the tongue. Kneeling would be ideal, but many cannot kneel because of physical restraints. Response 801. Example what you desire in your flock. A saint will have a holy flock, a holy priest will have a good flock, a good priest will have a lukewarm flock, and a lukewarm priest will have a bad flock. Priest, know your dignity before God and men. Response 802. All of the above. Response 803. All of the above. Response 804. 1 hour of Eucharist adoration every day. Response 805. Since depravity of the clergy is the principal cause, clean it up. Response 806. Receive kneeling and on the tongue only from a priest or deacon, and if there must be music during the Eucharist, limit it to time-honored sacred music or chant, ditch all music from the St. Louis Jesuits. Response 807. They all are of utmost importance to show our Lord is really with us in our churches. Response 808. All of the above. Not one thing alone can fix this major problem. Response 809. All the above. Response 810. All of the above. Response 811. It's not possible for some people to need due to health issues. Response 812. Encourage reverence. Response 813. Act like the blessed Lord is truly present in the blessed sacrament. All of the above options would, in my estimation, help the faithful immensely, in addition to saying the Mass ad orientem as the normative form of the Mass as Vatican II and the Missal intends. This is far more important than merely life or death, and I don't get the feeling that people are shown they ought to treat it as such. Response 814. Consider Latin Mass and that rite in language. Response 815. Completely eliminate extraordinary ministers, women at the altar and Holy Communion should only be received in the tongue while kneeling. Response 816. Help them experience the love and mercy of God. Response 817. By example, holding Mass with reverence, respect for the Eucharist, Church. Hold those who make a mockery of the Eucharist accountable. Response 818. All of the above, and more. We need Jesus desperately. Response 819. Make a Latin Mass available near center of every diocese. Response 820. Tongue/communion rails, no extraordinary ministers, no girl altar servers, and encourage veils. Response 821. All of the above. Response 822. Only have priest give communion on the tongue when kneeling. Response 823. Stop all the singing at communion time. Can't concentrate on prayers. Response 824. Educate priests better so that their actions will leave no doubt in anyone's mind that Jesus is truly present. Response 825. All of the above. Response 826. All of the above, with heavy emphasis on education and increased reverence. Response 827. All of the above are needed. I think having a shared social media account to get to as many young adults. Answering the question most asked about Catholicism. Helping young people to believe will greatly enhance the reverence of Mass. I think the re-establishment of the priest doing Mass facing the tabernacle and communion rails. Response 835. Promote the traditional Latin Mass. Response 836. Number 1, hashtag 6, hashtag 4, hashtag 2, hashtag 3, hashtag 5. Response 837. Bring back the TLM exclusively. The illusion of a reverent NO is just an illusion that doesn't inspire much devotion to the Eucharist. Response 838. Ad orientem. Response 839. Get the Pope, bishops, and priests who engage in or cover up abuse to be excommunicated. Response 840. Wearing Sunday best for church. Response 841. Asking people to dress respectfully when coming to Mass. Response 842. Lobby for the authoritative return if Summarum Pontificum and pray for a good Pope. Response 843. All the above in vital. They cannot be separated. The priests must be united working together in every parish. Response 844. Get rid of this Pope. Response 845. All of the above. Response 846. All of the above. They are all connected and needed for the Catholic Church. Please list all the recommendations. Response 847. Educating the laity on all of the above, parish by parish, Latin Mass. Response 848. All of the above. Response 849. Cannot receive the Eucharist in the state of mortal sin ever. Response 850. Catechize by Baltimore Catechism. Response 851. Return to classical education, eliminate all abuses from the novice ordo, and celebrate an absolutely beautiful novice ordo with beautiful sacred music, great homilies, and unmistakable reverence. Response 852. Let us see that the church has cleaned up its chaos. Don't worry about how reverent we are as we approach receiving the host. There is no need to expect genuflection, kneeling, or any other show. How individuals receive is entire heart. Stop priests from trying to make us look like a cult. Response 853. Be shepherds. Go into your parishes. Get to know your flock. If each of you became the leader and the servant he was called to be, you wouldn't need a survey. Response 854. Promote monthly confession and increase teaching on necessity of worthy Eucharistic reception in order to go to heaven. Jesus' words, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, you have no life within you. Response 855. Laicize clergy who teach and emphasize the above six statements. Response 856. Stop banning TLM. Response 857. Only a priest or deacon should distribute our Lord to the congregation. Response 858. Our African priests are much more reverent and conservative. The African priests have higher expectations of the congregation. It makes a difference. Unfortunately, I cannot understand the accent. Also, the congregation needs to be taught what to do in the presence of God. And withhold communion from public officials who do not follow the catechism. Response 859. More discussion during Mass. Incorporate into homilies more regularly. Response 860. All of the above. Response 861. All of the above. Response 862. Get rid of novice ordo and TLM, bring back totally. Problems solved for priest and laity and world. Response 863. Catechize regarding why the Eucharist is so important, not just that it is. Show the biblical Old Testament prefigurements, church history, Jewish roots, and how it is the foundation of our faith. And why God designed it this way. Response 864. What Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations, and make/encourage lifelong learning of the faith. Response 865. Teach about how to grow in our relationship with Christ in addition to who and how the Holy Spirit work. Crack down on talking and dress codes. More quiet time in church. Response 869. All of the above. Response 870. If you are part of the filth, resign. Response 871. Eliminate the EMHCs, better catechesis, encouraging receiving the Eucharist on the tongue in the Latin Rite, and get rid of women serving in the Mass, and re-implementing ad orientem, and more priests should deny people communion for those whom have committed scandal without repenting. Response 872. Divine Office. Response 873. Help people to learn Eucharistic prayers in preparation for Mass and after Communion, also to offer their Communion for special intentions. Response 874. Ad orientem and altar rails. Response 875. Clean up the altar during Mass. We need bells, train altar, boys, and patterns. No more extraordinary ministers. Response 876. All of the above, and we don't have confession enough times in our parish. I work a lot and adoration more often. I work the one day a week we have it. Response 877. Have TLM with kneelers. Response 878. All of the above. Response 879. All of the above. Response 880. I think all of these are of almost equal importance, so I cannot decide on just one. If I could be allowed to say at least two, it would be, catechize the faithful, and encourage greater reverence. Response 881. Return to Latin Mass. Response 882. All of the above are intertwined to helping to improve belief in the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Response 883. Ad Orientem. Response 884. Ditch the neighbor and bring back book burning. Frankly, burn the neighbors before we even consider burning Protestant Bibles. Response 885. Eliminate the Latin Mass. Response 886. Give challenging sermons. Don't be afraid to upset people. Response 887. It all starts with getting people back in the pews, and that can only happen if the church really apologize for and clean up the pedophilia mess. CLR has to include the people and the cardinals, archbishops, and bishops need to squash nuns and priests celebrating pride and come down off their thrones to be among the people. Response 888. Be consistent leadership is needed from the top. Response 889. Be more tolerant of others. Really practice social justice in word and deed. Response 890. Take communion kneeled and in the mouth. Response 891. All of the above. Response 892. I feel numbers 1 through 5 would cause an amazing reverence. And deacons and devoted parishioners, distributing the Most Holy Eucharist in reverent attire would increase holiness and reverence and true belief in the real presence. Response 893. One must bathe in the 6th chapter of John's Gospel. Response 894. Bishops and priests must start believing in the real presence to the point of risking their life for it. Response 895. All of the above. Response 896. Ban the novice ordo. Response 897. Actually, only one choice is not enough. All of the above would be a good start. Response 898. All of the above. Response 899. Restore Latin Mass / use chant. Response 900. Almost all of the above. No reverence or respect. Response 901. Start Latin Mass in every Catholic church. Response 902. Return to the traditional Mass and faith exclusively. Response 903. The leaders of the church do not seem to believe in the Catholic Church. I have more respect and trust for Archbishop Vigano. Response 904. All of the above. Response 905. Return to the traditional Latin Mass and sacraments, which includes all of the above, as God had guided the church was for centuries. Response 906. Traditional faith prior to Vatican II. Make the process more grand and engaging to laymen, and also explaining the symbolism behind it to eliminate the question of science and the like. Response 911. Not only encourage, but require the reception of the Eucharist on the tongue while kneeling. A mere suggestion does not take the Eucharist seriously enough. Response 912. All of the above. Response 913. Openly state that priests are no higher in any hierarchy than other believers. Response 914. Return ad orientem to regular use. Response 915. Please encourage our spiritual shepherds, priests, to lead us in showing reverence for the Holy Eucharist and Mass. I attend Mass at different parishes and notice the boys and men seem bored or indifferent when the music sounds like a cocktail lounge. Just an observation. When I attend a Mass when reverent sacred music, using organ, is played, the men are more attentive. My sons, and daughter, prefer a more reverent liturgy where the altar boys are actively worshiping during the Mass. Response 916. Eliminate EMHCs except where there is grave need. Response 917. All of the above, and to remove their political agenda. Response 918. I could check all of the above. Response 919. Truth. Response 920. End communion in the hand, and the use of extraordinary minister who also touch him without due necessity. Response 921. All of the above. Response 922. Receive the Eucharist on the tongue while kneeling and only from a priest. Response 923. Be themselves authentically Catholic, which would include all of the above. And fearless. Response 924. All of the above. Response 925. It's not a matter of one solution, it's all of the above or return to tradition. Response 926. All of the above are necessary, vital. Response 927. Speaking truth. Response 928. All of the options should be checked. Response 929. It must be a combination, eliminate EMHCs, install altar rails, only administer on the tongue and while kneeling if physically able, teach the people about receiving in a state of grace versus mortal sin, and then actually act like it is our Lord with reverence, devotion, adoration, procession, protection, etc. Response 930. All of the above, unprofanize the liturgy. Response 931. Increasing Eucharistic events is my answer, but genuflecting / kneeling for the Eucharist can be very difficult for those with knee / hip / back problems, especially in the elderly, which if required to receive could cause people to be excluded. I love the reverence, but many elderly could fall or not be able to get up. Response 932. All of the above. Response 933. Catechize the laity on the real presence and eliminate extraordinary ministers. Response 934. All of the above. Response 935. Catechizing is foremost, but I don't think this alone is enough. We need to also encourage reverence with how we receive Jesus, our attire, humility in front of Jesus, such as kneeling, bowing, genuflecting. Our outward body language must match our love for God. We also do need to withhold the Eucharist from those public officials who reject Catholic teachings and are not repentant. Not only is the sinner responsible for his actions, but the priest or person giving the most holy body and blood of Christ to an unrepentant person is so sad. It gives permission to others to act against the Church and Holy Eucharist. Response 936. All of the above. Response 937. All of the above. Response 938. All the above. Response 939. All Masses worldwide, traditional Latin Mass the same everywhere. Response 940. Use exclusively, save us Savior of the world, for by thy cross and resurrection you have set us free. Response 941. All of the above. Response 942. You can do all of the above. Response 946. Teach especially the teachers. Response 947. All of the above without exception. Response 948. All of the above. Plus, saying it out loud at every Mass. Response 949. Stop Novus Ordo, celebrate TLM exclusively. Response 950. All of the above must happen. Response 951. Bring back the Latin Mass, or at least the common prayers, the Creed, the Gloria, the Our Father. And bring back sacred music such as Gregorian chant. Response 952. Stop communion in the hand, as it is a liturgical abuse. Response 953. Share personal stories about the Eucharist in our lives. Talk about it. Second choice would be above, number 2. Catechize and share love of Jesus in the Eucharist. Response 954. Plus teach priests how to explain the faith and not waste every homily doing middle school theme identification for the readings. Response 955. All of these choices are high priority. Response 956. Two things of equal importance: adoration needs to be readily available for people working and with young children. If you have adoration at 2 p.m. on Thursday, don't be shocked when only the retirees show up. Some of us may never be able to retire. Consider perpetual adoration chapels with security measures for registered parishioners. Second, lift the restrictions on the Latin Mass and put back the rails for kneeling in all churches. Thanks. Response 957. Be true princes of the church and do all of these things. Response 958. Stop acting as if you're above everyone, you are not God. Response 959. All of the above. Response 960. I believe only priests should give communion, people should receive kneeling and in the tongue, and all parishes should promote Eucharistic adoration as well as the sacrament of reconciliation. Response 961. Act like human beings and teach people how the Eucharist can transform them simply because they are receiving it. When you present the results of this survey, please indicate that you are a conservative right-wing lobbies group. This is a fraction of what Catholics find important. Definitely not the majority. Who cares how or who receives Jesus? Isn't our role as evangelists to make sure as many people as possible receive Him? Response 962. Boldly proclaim the Eucharistic miracles and scientific facts, then use all of the above tools to help people realize the truth and who the Eucharist is. Response 963. All of the above. Response 964. All of the above. Response 965. Stop using the church as an all-purpose room for socializing. Response 966. Widely promote the traditional Latin Mass. Response 967. Pray for softening of hearts, as our church needs unity more than disunity in division. Also pray for respect, fourth chair of Peter A. Response 968. All Masses being offered ad orientem. Response 969. All of the above. Response 970. Eliminate all non-clergy from touching the Eucharist with their hands. Response 971. Require the custom of receiving the Eucharist on the tongue while kneeling. Response 972. The only way the percent measured by the Pew study could possibly improve very much is if we re-evangelized many fallen away Catholics. That said, our young who do attend Mass regularly are more likely to doubt the real presence, so giving talks to them would help somewhat. Response 973. All of the above. Response 974. Teach the truth in all matters of faith at Mass. Response 975. Catechize the priests. Response 976. Reinstate Archbishop Vigano. Response 977. All of the above. Response 978. Bring back TLM in all parishes. Response 979. Teach against relativism by teaching the truth, and that the Catholic Church is the fullness of truth. Essentially, this is catechesis, but focused on Response 982. Go back to the Latin Mass, Gregorian chant, and male acolytes. Response 983. Witness of a Eucharistic life. Response 984. Be virtuous. Response 985. Stop approving of homosexuality. Response 986. All of the above. Response 987. Practice our Roman Catholic faith. Not what has happened since Vatican II. Response 988. Put back altar rails and use them. Response 989. School. Education. Response 990. I don't believe Vatican II sect to be legitimate. How can I reconcile this? I need to worship as our church fathers have done so for centuries, and I am denied this right because of Novus Ordo. Response 991. Teach us in words, homily, and action, reverence, actions, central location of tabernacle, altar rail. Response 992. Teach the miracles that prove Jesus' cardiac tissue and AB blood. Response 993. Eliminate EEM while reintroducing communion rail or any other way to reverently receive Jesus from the ordained minister. Response 994. Total restoration of the TLM. Response 995. Reinstruct priests to have more reverence for the tabernacle and the sanctuary. Instruct them to genuflect in front of the tabernacle, every time they pass it. If a Christian sees a priest to it, Christian Catholic, also to teach priest how to place the Holy Eucharist on someone's tongue without touching their tongue. Response 996. More small faith group opportunities and retreat opportunities and more emphasis on the mystical nature of our faith, including all of the many Eucharistic miracles in the world. Response 997. We are not catechized. Response 998. Make the Mass about God and emphasizing God's rights. Response 999. Encourage Eucharistic reverence and catechize the faithful as to why the Holy Eucharist is revered and the source and summit of our faith. Response 1000. All of the above. Response 1001. All of the above, but especially receiving the Eucharist on the tongue while kneeling. Response 1002. Lift up the lay people and actually listen to them, respect the Holy Spirit's guidance within them, allow them to fully enter into their own ministry and apostolate and the priesthood of all believers, and stop treating the Eucharist like something that the clergy can use as a weapon or control tactic to force people into dependency on the hierarchy. Response 1003. Eliminate extraordinarily ministers and receive communion on the tongue kneeling. Response 1004. Stop the ambiguous and confusing half-truths that many times our Pope and bishops communicate in the media and in their documents. Our children need to be taught the authentic teachings and the real presence of the Eucharist of Christ in a clear and succinct manner, so that they are prepared to face a secular world that is openly hostile and opposed to many fundamentals of our faith. As a Catholic mom, one of the hardest things is when I have to finish the rest of Christ's teachings that the Pope and our bishops leave out, such as in Fiducia Supplicans, which was broadcast at my children's college as a new teaching of the Catholic Church of now approving of same-sex couples. Response 1005. All. Response 1006. Communion rail. Response 1007. All of the above. Response 1008. All of the above while the priest gives a homily every Sunday explaining more and more about the Eucharist. Response 1009. Please do all the above mentioned. Response 1010. Make the Latin Mass accessible in every church at least once a week. Preach on the true presence. Defend and protect the Eucharist from Fiducia Supplicans and public figures that support the culture of death. Bishops must be courageously defend and protect the Eucharist, teach by example. Response 1011. I think eliminating extraordinary Eucharist ministers and receiving on the tongue, kneeling are both equal to me of importance. Response 1012. All the above. Response 1013. Withhold from people who reject Catholic views publicly. Also offer programs to invite non-Catholics to learn the reasons we are not open to sharing communion to people whose views don't coincide with our beliefs. Not an angry view, but rather the real reason of lack of reverence can't be equal because respect comes only with proper knowledge. We are not equal. If Jesus is with us at Mass, then it is not the same as having a ceremony to remember his former presence. He is simply not present for them, and their respect of bread and wine shows that. Response 1014. Led by example, encourage holiness rather than penalizing faithful priests. Response 1015. Although I am tempted to say receiving on the tongue while kneeling, I have to say I think it is letting the mass of the ages flourish. Nearly every problem we now have is fixed by going back to our roots. Response 1016. Emphasize that the Eucharist is not a prize for the perfect but nourishment to aid us in living the Christian life. Response 1017. Eliminate not only extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, also eliminate deacons. Their hands are not consecrated. At many masses I attend, deacons are doing more than the actual priest. It is ridiculous. Response 1018. Vetus Ordo, the traditional Latin Mass of the ages codified by Pope Pius V. Response 1019. Priest and kneeler at center, ministers to the sides. Response 1020. All of the above. Response 1021. All of the above and the return to the extraordinary form. Response 1022. All have the same value. Response 1023. All of the above. Response 1024. Endlessly harp on worthy reception, which means increase confession times. Response 1025. Evangelization, personal saving faith in Jesus. Response 1026. Every one of the above points would do a lot of good for belief according to church teaching. Response 1027. Stay out of politics. Response 1028. All of the above. Response 1029. Eliminate extraordinary ministers, increase adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, public processions, benediction, encourage reception of Holy Communion on the tongue, kneeling, and inform the faithful to offer thanksgiving after reception. Also, withhold communion from public officials who blatantly live contrary and encourage others to live outside of the teachings of the Holy Gospel, Canon 9:15. Shepherd us, lest we all fall into the fiery pit, where there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Response 1030. Follow the word, always, not the Vatican. Response 1031. Imbue every action of the Mass with due reverence by making every action point to right relationship with God on His terms. Response 1032. All of the above. Response 1033. Proper catechesis re-Eucharist, greater reverence, encourage receiving Jesus on the tongue kneeling, eliminate LEM, and have Eucharistic events. First three are easy to implement together. I teach second grade religious ed and sacramental prep. The parents are in the room with us next to their child in sacramental prep. We are able to catechize both simultaneously. It works. Parents have thanked me many times because they learned something. One recently actually thanked me for my enthusiasm. Just having parents present in classes makes a difference for whole parish because you are doing double instruction without more time commitment. Homilies about the Eucharist, miracles, transubstantiation, reverence, all of the ideas you presented. Many years ago we had a visiting priest give a retreat in the main church. Afterwards people began to mill around and talk some rather loudly with laughter. The priest walked back in after changing and basically shouted, to be heard above the noise, "People. Jesus is right here in the tabernacle and you act as if he doesn't exist. This is a place of worship, not a social hall. Want to visit? Get out." Instant silence and people left. Those of us praying were grateful. Point is, he made a strong impression on the parish. I could go on and on, but I will end this. Thank you for this survey. Response 1034. Reassess which traditions the Church is committed to preserving. There is a beauty to doing the same rituals that people have been doing for thousands of years, but culture evolves and we cannot pretend like religion doesn't evolve with it. Non-men should be able to enter the priesthood and other positions within the hierarchy of the Church. Response 1035. I wish I could select all these. but we should start with the need to be in a state of grace, through confession. Response 1036. Put the communion rails back in the church and the tabernacle on the altar, and teach people why Mass is celebrated ad orientem. Response 1037. Allow the traditional Latin Mass freely with no restrictions. Response 1038. Catechize, but stop pushing women/youth away from altar. Response 1039. 1. I have a few, kneel and receive on the tongue, dress appropriately, and give the laity specific examples, women wear a veil, only reverent music, NO bands and secular/Protestant songs, more Eucharistic adoration times, 24/7 would be preferable, NO girl altar servers, NO extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion. I am the wife of a deacon. I try my best to model what should be done in our parish, but I am a sinner and continually strive to improve. Response 1040. All of the above. Response 1041. Can't choose a number one. There are multiple steps to take, I feel. Response 1042. Only consecrated hands offer the Eucharist to people who are not in public sin, and only while kneeling, and only on the tongue. Response 1043. Put aside your social media and all your bodyguards and bureaucrats and live a holy life and let the people see it. Response 1044. All of the above. Response 1045. Everything else stated, education. Response 1046. There is no silver bullet. There are a lot of moving parts and the bishops must work on them all, but I doubt that they will. They have neither the courage nor the imagination. They do the same things that don't work over and over again. I pray that future generations of priests and bishops will be different. This generation is toast. Response 1047. All of the above. Response 1048. Welcome change and openness. Response 1049. Solve the abuse scandals. I have many friends who have left the faith because of it. Response 1050. All of the above. Response 1051. Ad orientem posture. Response 1052. Make a greater effort to bring Jesus in the Holy Eucharist to the homebound. Response 1053. I believe the great problem lies in both a lack of education and reverence. One must believe intellectually and emotionally in the real presence. As such, catechesis will help the intellect, and reverence will help the emotional. Thus, catechesis and reverence are both needed to solve this issue. Response 1054. Bishops and priests need to be able to identify with their congregations. Response 1055. Of course Christ is there, but wafers don't turn into flesh, and wine and water is not blood. It's a false teaching. Response 1056. Increase the TLM. Response 1057. All of the above. Response 1058. My number one recommendation is, catechize the faithful, e.g., transubstantiation, worthy reception, etc. Extremely/greatly encourage greater reverence for the Eucharist, e.g., genuflecting, kneeling, prayer of thanksgiving after Mass, etc., and increase Eucharistic events, e.g., adoration, processions, benedictions, etc. Response 1059. Eliminate receiving in the hand. Response 1060. Hold meaningful and powerful retreats. Response 1061. Don't try to do this with band-aids. Learn how to say the traditional Latin Mass, ignore the abuse of authority that says that you may not say it or that your priests may not say it. Again, this is a clear-cut abusive authority and may be safely disregarded. Canonist and the saints will tell you the same thing and I am nobody. Response 1062. All dioceses offer the blood of Christ in the chalice, and have a kneeler by the priest so Catholics can kneel if they prefer. Bad knees for some require a kneeler. Response 1063. Return to Ad Orientem and make the Mass about offering worship to God, not going to get something out of it. Response 1064. All of the above. Response 1065. All of the above. Response 1066. Instill love, for many Catholics they know or may think they believe Jesus is present in the Eucharist, but they lack love of Him, or have become apathetic. This is Jesus. The Jesus who walked on water, rose from the dead, the author of life. We need energy, and passion. An increased devotion to the Blessed Mother, talk about her at Mass, say more Hail Marys, her hand and her intercession is critical. No one loves the Eucharist more than her. Response 1067. Respect personal truth and embrace diversity. Response 1068. All. Response 1069. I believe all of the above need to be done and then some. Response 1070. Expand use of the traditional Mass of the ages. Response 1071. Aren't we all God's children? No one can judge, but God the Father. Response 1072. Warn people that unworthy reception of the sacrament will send them to hell. Response 1073. Offer more traditional Latin Masses in parishes. Response 1074. Force our Pope to resign and install a new leader. He is driving people away from our beloved Church. Response 1075. All of the above apply, but the top two are requiring reception of Holy Communion on the tongue while kneeling and eliminating lay Eucharistic ministers. I do not mind waiting a few extra minutes to receive the Eucharist from the priest who has consecrated hands to touch the body of Christ. Response 1076. Open more Catholic schools. Response 1077. Longer silent prayer after receiving. Response 1078. Tabernacle front and center, Holy Communion kneeling down, receive on the tongue. Every church needs to follow the same rules. No options for priests, no options for laity. Response 1079. All of the above. Education is important, but what we do every Mass in terms of respect is also very important. Response 1080. Eliminate communion in the hand. Response 1081. Ad Orientem and receiving on the tongue kneeling. Response 1082. Both catechize the faithful and withhold communion according to Canon 915. Response 1083. All the above. One failure feeds the others. Response 1084. All the above to start to be honest. Catholic boot camp is in order, I believe, so all the above recommendations to start, especially all men. Response 1085. All of the above. Response 1086. Purge the church of scandalous entertaining clergy. Response 1087. All of the above. Response 1088. Communion from the consecrated hands of a priest or deacon while kneeling at a communion rail, on the tongue. Response 1089. All of the above. Response 1090. Allow and encourage the TLM. This accomplishes many of the points listed. Response va/content/benedict16/n/modaproprio/document/hifpin/zvimodu/proprio2021111010latina/lingua.html http://www.catholictradition.org/eucharist/memoriali.htm. Response 1096. Teaching in the Catholic schools and catechism the real presence. Response 1097. Sorry, but I believe they are all equally important. I also wish I had TLM available in my community. Response 1098. All above. Response 1099. All of the above. Treat/teach us the faith as adults. Bring back the DUI. Response 1100. Education, priest, deacon giving communion, kneeling, receive on tongue, I knew in my heart by this it is the Lord. Response 1101. Restore the TLM. Abolish the novice ordo. That would take care of all of the above and more. Response 1102. Stop assaulting us with toxic incense. Response 1103. All of the above are good ideas, but silence in the nave of the church might be more effective. Response 1104. All of the above. Response 1105. All of the above. Response 1106. People have no faith in priest right now. Correct that first. Their sins are worse than what I commit. Nothing is done to them. Response 1107. Pray more, pray publicly, teach people how to pray, teach them how to be silent. Response 1108. Live the life of a true Catholic. Response 1109. Eliminate extraordinary ministers and require communion on the tongue. These things cannot be separated, as they are the same issue in consecrated hands touching the consecrated host and potentially losing particles of our Lord. Response 1110. Begin making reparation and fasting, intensely, for your people. Then do all of the above. Response 1111. Remind Catholics that you must be in a state of grace to receive communion. Response 1112. Confession lines are scanty, communion lines are full, confession should be emphasized. Response 1113. Promote the Latin Mass. Response 1114. All the above. Response 1115. All of those. Response 1116. All of the above. Response 1117. All these. Response 1118. Eliminate EM of Holy Communion and receive on tongue while kneeling and catechizing more. All three. Response 1119. All of the above mentioned items. It is not just one. Response 1120. It should not be the lay faithful's job to tell the bishops to deny communion to someone, they should already know and do it. Yes, bring back communion rails and eliminate lay ministers of the Eucharist now. Response 1121. Ad orientem, with catechesis on reason for changing to this orientation. Response 1122. Set the example, including all of the other recommendations. Let people see you always treating the host as it is, truly body and blood. Soul and divinity of our Lord. Latin cross folded hands, Latin cross folded hands. Response 1123. All of the above. Response 1124. All of above. Simply one item will not solve this problem. Response 1125. Actually all of the above. Response 1126. All of the above. Response 1127. Eliminate EMs and bring back altar rails. Response 1128. Receiving Holy Communion on the tongue and only from a priest or ordained deacon. Response 1100. We let true belief slip away due to neglecting our teachings and installing bad practices. Response 1139. Bring back the TLM. Response 1140. Better education of Eucharistic miracles, seen is believing. The priests and deacons need to lead by example. Response 1141. Restore communion rails and communion on the tongue and kneeling at those rails. Response 1142. All of the above. Response 1143. All of the above. Response 1144. All of the above, most certainly. Response 1145. There are many people who to Mass and do not receive because they are in irregular marriages or they are baptized but never made Holy Communion. Parish priests and those who work closely with him in ministry should be encouraged to offer guidance to these people to how their parish can assist them in receiving their sacraments. Many times, people are just not gently approached and they are already attending Mass. People will not attend the Holy Hour or workshop on the Eucharist if they never have a personal encounter with Jesus, and local parishes must be better equipped to accompany long-term the people they have right in the pew so they in turn can give witness to the transformative power of Jesus in the Eucharist. Response 1146. All of the above. Response 1147. Model supernatural faith in the Eucharist and everything else Catholic. Response 1148. A combination of several of these choices. The only reason I don't go to TLM is it is not available nearby. Response 1149. All of the above. Response 1150. Explicitly and personally speak of the Eucharist as an encounter with Jesus Christ Himself. Response 1151. Reinstate the rails. Response 1152. Addressing abuse crisis and engaging with community. Response 1153. Love and appreciate Christ more and stop focusing on the speck in your brother's eye. Response 1154. Stop hyperfixating on all these external things and start listening to the people who have left the faith. Most are very willing to tell you why they left, and it has nothing to do with any of this. As far as those who don't believe in the real presence, none of these things is going to truly help because these suggestions are not even remotely close to addressing why a person stops believing or doesn't believe. Response 1155. Encourage a real prayer life among the faithful that will foster relationship with God through meditating on the Bible, personal prayer, and silence. Response 1156. Read Pope Francis's works, learn from him, follow the Holy Spirit, love those who are on the peripheries, stop blaming others. Response 1157. Led by example, showing charity and true humility, in obedience to the Pope. Response 1158. Actually address the ongoing sex abuse scandal in the Church. Response 1159. Cultivate an understanding of Christ and a relationship with Him that is deeply tied to liturgical and Eucharistic acts of charity. Response 1160. Live a life that radiates the total self-giving love of Christ. Response 1161. Address the sexual abuse scandal head-on, instead of making excuses like saying that abuse is a problem in other churches, or downplaying the impact. Include women in all areas of decision-making in the Church. Response 1162. Address the abuse scandals in the Church, deny Eucharist and defrock those accused. Response 1163. Foster people from all walks of life in and out of the parish walls. Encourage serving the community without bounds. Response 1164. Teach the faithful to love as Christ loves, belief will follow love. Response 1165. Stop sexually abusing children. Response 1166. All of this. Response 1167. Protect our children. Response 1160. Both eliminate extraordinary ministers and only reception on the tongue kneeling. Response 1172. Stop defending abusers. Response 1173. Be welcoming to all people. Response 1174. Pray the Rosary daily, in Latin, learn Latin prayers, the litanies, the prayers of the Mass. Do it in secret. What God sees in secret, He will repay in secret.